Praise the Lord. Thank you, choir. We are going to pray. Please remain standing. I want us to pray for Pastor Joel in Philippines. He's having some situation of health problem. There is a GMI over there in Philippines. I want us to pray with all our heart. Is there any distance limit with God? Do we need to lay hands on him before he will be healed? Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Let's read Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth some of your diseases? What did he say? All thy diseases, diabetes. That is the situation he's facing. Can God heal diabetes? Yes. Hallelujah. Remember, Lazarus was already dead, buried. What did Jesus Christ do? He went to the grave. They said, by now he stinketh. They removed that cover, whatsoever they put on the grave, and called his name. Lazarus, come forth. Came forth leaping. He said, loose him and let him go. So we are going to, what side is Philippines? This side? I don't know that. Let's stretch our hand towards the side of Philippi. Do somebody know, please? Oh, that way? Okay, let's stretch our hand towards Pastor Joel and the wife. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We stand before you this morning. Lord, because you are Almighty God, Jehovah, the Deliverer, the Lord God who specializes in things that are called impossible. For this morning, we stand on behalf of our brother in Philippi. Abba, Father, your word says himself took our infirmities and bore all our diseases. So, diabetes, you are illegal in the body of our brother. We come and get a spirit of infirmity. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We say, lose your hold and let it go. We command the excessive sugar in his body flow out in the name of Jesus. We release fire into his eyes. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You've already heard us. You've answered because your glory appeared just now. Lord, we claim his healing. We claim his deliverance. We claim his full restoration. We give you all the praise, Lord. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for good report. Hallelujah. Because you've already touched him. Glory be unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother, is it done? Hallelujah. He said, ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. You want to hear the word of God? Thank you, choir. Before we go into the word of God, my beloved wife will be singing a song for us. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. I want to tell you what I think of Jesus. He's our so friend, so kind and true. I want to tell you how this changed my life completely. Oh, sorry, I'm singing your song.
No
problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The title is No One Ever Cares For Me Like Jesus. It's a common song, you know it, and if you want to sing along with me, I will really appreciate that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want us to pray scripture or some verses in it. This is Ephesians chapter 3, because I'm going to talk about the love of God, divine love. Hallelujah. I know we've heard it before. Today is going to be different because Jesus Christ is going to minister to us. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. So we're going to pray that we'll be grounded in God's kind of love. Then again, may be able to comprehend with all sense, not some, all sense, what is the breadth of God's kind of love, what is the length, what is the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, we pass it knowledge beyond what you can fathom with your brain. We need that love. So stand up. I want you to pray those verses. Ask God to baptize you with his kind of love. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Oh, Father, baptize us with your kind of love. That love that was upon, that was in you, and it went to the disciples. That love lingered on till some gave their life for you. They were crucified upside down. Some were guillotined. Some were torn apart. Some were put in the fire. That love that made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not to bow to bear. And Lord, they say, even if God will not deliver, we will not bow. Oh Lord, pour this love upon us. Cimate us with this love. Pour this love upon us, oh God, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way in our lives. Remove self. Remove flesh from our lives. Let the Spirit of God dominate us. Saturate us, Lord, with this kind of love. For God so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That kind of love, Lord, let it dwell richly in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Be seated. God bless you. The kind of love that God called us to is agape love. Not conditional love. Unconditional. Hallelujah. Conditional love is witchcraft. The God kind of love is the one that can go any length. So we are going to have fellowship today. Now, first of all, there's what you call if love at first sight, infatuation. There's a problem with men. When they see a beautiful woman, my goodness. Now, woman be this. So, and they will continue meditating on it until they run into trouble. That is love at first sight. If that such a man comes to you and say, I love you, it's a lie. That is lust that is speaking. Hallelujah. That love cannot last. But it's love, what they call, I can't remember the Greek word now. Then there's another called filial love. That's still good to some extent. We still have that towards our classmates, our friends, and so on and so forth. But when God is laying on, it's his own kind of love. So we are going to do something together. I want us to open our Bible. We'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I will see here. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13. I will take a reading from verse 4 through a portion of 8. 1 Corinthians, okay. See, charity, or it's unfortunate the old King James translated it charity. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vengeth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked or irritated. Thinketh not evil. Next verse. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. See the emphasis there? All things, not some things. I mean, it's all. Is anything left out of all? Beareth all things. So if we have God kind of love, you will bear all things. God kind of love, believeth all things. God kind of love, hopeth all things. God kind of love, endureth all things. Hallelujah. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, I stop there. So God kind of love is God kind of love. God kind of love in us can go any length. During the week, Lord reminded me, the kind of love we're practicing in a primary school, holy fellowship. When I was to wed, I have the money. The little money I had, I went to somewhere in Lagos and buy a flying type of dress. Six yards. I asked the tailor to tailor it for my wife for my wedding. Do you know? The tailor stole some part. Hallelujah. Now, we use a primary school, another primary school, where they use for church. They gave me permission to use that place. There was no invitation. Do you know people heard and they came? And my sister is there, Sister Christy. They were the one who prepared the cake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Herself and Sister Vero are duty. They prepared the cake. Now, see, the type of way we did our fellowship, that wedding that day, it was not like what we see today. It was raw from heaven. Hallelujah. Because I took my timbre while on the high table was he praising God. Praise the Lord. The glory of God came down. If you check some of the sermon book, you see we were covered with the glory of God. We're not going to debt after the wedding. No. Then he paid this one, paid that one after the wedding. Thank God. The love of God motivated Sister Christian Vero to prepare the cake. And even her flour. They brought flour. Praise God. So, what happened to that love again? Anything that belongs to Brother Augustine belongs to them. My house was a place people come to because of the love of God. We have no money. My mother will look for food and give to people. All kind of love. So this is the kind of love, this one that God is describing in the Bible, that we should possess. Not me. Me and my children, no more. No, God kind of love can take it to any length. I remember a brother, someone gave him. He asked another brother, please, let me use your vehicle to convey this fridge to my house. He said, no. I said, don't worry, brother. I carried that fridge on my head in the bottom to his house. It's my wife's convert. Hallelujah. God kind of love. Praise the Lord. Let me not be too rushed now. Let me go to Colossians. I want to show you something. God said we should put off the old man. When you put off the old man, don't pick up the old man again and put it on. If anyone be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he's a new creature. New. New is new, isn't it? You are just like Jesus when you become born again. See, Jesus Christ came and stayed in you. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. But your flesh was still the same. That is why he said, renew your mind according to Romans 12. So that you'll be able to prove what is that good and the perfect will of God. Not permissive, perfect will of God. Let's see, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Okay, but now ye also put off all these. That is, how many again? All. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of your mouth. Let's go to verse 9. Lie not one to another. See that ye have put off. You see there now? You put off the old man that we got from the devil, from Adam. Because Adam sold out. And descendants started having that old man, a satanic nature. We put it off. When we receive Jesus Christ, we put on a new man. Hallelujah. So that here, there he says, put off. Let's go to chapter, that's in chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10, 12, and 14. And have put on the new man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him, the image of Jesus that created you. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 14. 14. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. We've heard this over and over again. Love will rapture the bride. I want you to think. Check your life with what we've read now in Corinthians. Think about it. The area you are lacking, work on it. The Lord started reminding me. I went back to Amplified Translation and used that one. We are going to look at it today and examine my life, the area where I'm lacking. Because love will rapture the bride. It's not sufficient for us to say, I'm going for rapture. That is a lie. Check your life. If it's not in line with this Bible, you are not going. That is the truth. God is not partial. Your life has to be in line with his teachings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is good all the time. Now, I titled this message, Walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The retitle is Walk in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit? We'll take time to answer that question. How do we walk in the Spirit? Let's look at some scriptures now. To walk in the Spirit is to walk in love. Let's go back to that 1 Corinthians chapter 13. To walk in the Spirit is to walk in love, is to walk in joy. Now, let's pause a bit. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is something of chance. If your team is winning, take for example Phoenix Suns, when they are winning, you are happy. When they are losing, you are sad. That's something of chance. But joy is a package that came with the salvation that God gave to you. No man can take your joy from you. Hallelujah. Are you still here? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. To walk in long suffering is walking in the Spirit. To walk in gentleness, well born, is walking in the Spirit. To walk in goodness is walking in the Spirit. To walk in faithfulness, though in King James he said faith. Faith is a gift. Faithfulness is a fruit. To walk in faithfulness is walking in the Spirit. To walk in meekness is walking in the Spirit. To walk in temperance or self-control is walking in the Spirit. Because if you don't practice self-control, you will shorten your life. But in this country, nearly everything they prepare them with sugar. And they try to hide the secret from us. Someone discovered it not long ago. Be careful. The taste board. Control it. God gave you that body. Hallelujah. It's the temple of God. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So what you put in your mouth, you are the one using your hand to put in your mouth. I remember now. I came into this country in 1990. I was eating nearly everything I see. God spoke to me, watch what you eat. That has saved my life. Amen. If you eat fast food, you are going down fast. Because some people, they don't know how to cook. When I pick up people in my vehicle, they say, can you refer me to a good restaurant here? I say, you are asking the wrong person. Because I don't go to restaurant. I cook my own food. Thank God my wife can cook very well. I'm looking forward to go home and eat her food. Hallelujah. Now, why do people buy stove? It's to cook. Oh, when you go to a restaurant, do you know how they prepare that food? You don't know. I don't want to go to extreme now. Because there was a Chinese restaurant I was going to in those days. One day they did something in my presence. I said, no more. They did not see my brake light there again. Because if they can do this one in my presence, what about inside the kitchen? Prepare your food. If you want to live long, you see, I look good, isn't it? Hallelujah. In August, I will be 70 years old. Do I look like 70? Prepare your own food. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm happy I'm preaching good. The Lord is good. Now, let me try and explain something to you. So what we put off, we're supposed not to put it on. Colossians then say, put off the old man. So don't put it on. It's very easy to put it on. Now let's look at Galatians. In Galatians chapter 5, then he tabulated the works of the flesh are these. Let's look at it. Galatians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm still in Corinthians. Sorry. Okay, Galatians chapter 5. No, not verse 1. Let's take it from verse. Come when I prepare sermon, the Holy Spirit will lead me all that direction I need to obey. Galatians chapter 5, let's see. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. But we don't need to spend more time on that, but we know what it is. Fornication. You are not married, you have no right for sex. Uncleanliness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry, witchcraft, even call it work of the flesh, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. By the fruit of the Spirit. Okay. Now it's not talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit don't bear fruit. It's you that's supposed to bear fruit. There's gifts of the Holy Spirit that are fruit of the Spirit. Fruit. Fruit. It's one tree bearing 9 different kinds of fruit. You are that tree. Say, I'm that tree. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when I am preaching, I forget to introduce visitors. Our white family left now. And there are other visitors here we have today. Praise the Lord. I'll just pause a bit and let them introduce themselves. Although I have my glorified over there, it says she's not a visitor. It's the mother of my granddaughter, Jenna, Jonah. Hallelujah. We have two sisters over there. Are you a visitor? Yes. Can you stand up, please? Hallelujah. Please, what's your name? Laura and okay. You are welcome to GMI. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God bless you. I said Isaiah, isn't it? So you are the planting of the Lord, the tree of righteousness. Isaiah 61, 1, 2, 3. The spirit of the... Okay, let's skip that verse 1. Go to verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You are a tree of righteousness. God gave you his righteousness. The Bible tells us in book of 2 Corinthians, it says, he who knew no sin, or to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now here he called himself a tree of righteousness. So he's referring to you. He gave you his righteousness. You are a tree of righteousness. If you go to Psalm chapter 1, he said you are like a tree planted by rivers of water. Now, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. If you check the Bible very well, it says fruit. So God expects you to bear this kind of fruit. Through this fruit, people will be attracted to you. When you see an orange tree, those trees, they'll be beckoning on you to come and taste them. The same thing with apple. Hallelujah. Now, the fruit of the Spirit. Let's look at it this way. I've discovered people who are saturated with tradition. They cannot let go their old man. The fruit of the Spirit doesn't work. I don't want to be specific about anybody. Not here. There are some who are in my life. Oh, my goodness. The message Pastor Emmanuel preached that day is very accurate. But we need to forgive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to forgive. Because tradition will not help you to go to heaven. Because some people still hold to that tradition. Especially the tribe my mother came from. They still hold to that tradition. The way their children see the way their daddy treated their mother. They copy that same thing. No, it's not so. I remember when I got married, relatives were telling me, say, and now you are married, tell your wife to be cooking for your father's mother and so on and so forth. I said, really? No way. I said, darling, we are leaving. We moved out of that place. God did not give me a wife to be cooking for the family. No. He said, ye are called for the same purpose, not be cooking for the family. Extended family. I saw what happened between my mother and paternal grandmother. Now, I won't go there. Let's leave that one alone. So, we need to walk in love. Let me go to the meeting, I want to share with you. You might need you to give me some definition from your dictionary in your phone. This is Amplified Translation, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8. God's love endures with patience. God's love endures with patience. Sanity, which means being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Love is kind and thoughtful. God's kind of love in you should be kind and thoughtful. And is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag. It's not proud or arrogant. Hallelujah. God's kind of love in you, it should not be proud or arrogant. I thank God. I observe people in this church, no matter the degree they have, they still humble themselves. You go to some place, you see, unless you call them most high reverend, you are in trouble. That is not from God. Please, if you call me Brother Augustine, I will not be offended. Do you know when my pride died? When my father died, his Gallant became my vehicle. 1974 Gallant, brand new. He was in America, I was over there. He gave it to my father to be using. But that vehicle became mine. When he said, a friend told him, say, your brother is always on the highway. So he said, I'm in Ibadan, only Lagos for fellowship. I didn't know they were watching me. Then he now asked me, I should give that vehicle to his friend. I said, no way. I put it in the back garage. Now, do you know it was difficult for me to go back to the bicycle? I had to humble myself and went back to that bicycle. Amen. For fellowship. Although that car was helping nearly everyone, convened here and there for fellowship. So my pride died at that time. Some people would say that vehicle is yours. I said, it's not mine, it's my brother's vehicle. And when I was working in Warri, as a technician in training, the house I was staying, the guy would borrow the vehicle. No, that vehicle can be recognized by somebody. I don't know where he used to go to. But thank God, God called me. Bye-bye to Warri. So, because someone be going to a wrong place, they will think I'm the one. Hallelujah. So I gave up pride long time ago so I can do what God wants me to do in line with what Jesus Christ is teaching us. Love does not brag. It's not proud. It's not provoked. Not overly sensitive. Easily angered. That was me before. Thank God I'm delivered. I discovered that this type of thing is creeping back again. I went to this passage and used it to be praying for myself. When you are easily irritated, that is what they call in Greek agiloti. A little rub of your own. Like somebody cut you off on the freeway. You need to pursue that person. I testified to you one time. I, a brother, was cut off on the freeway. That thing cost him thousands. Because he didn't know there was a marked vehicle behind him. And he started pursuing that guy. Then the light came up. Followed him. And the brother said, you saw what that guy was doing? He said, I saw the whole thing. What you have done is worse than what he did. You know, it cost him money to get a lawyer to remove that criminal something from his record. Be careful. If people cut you off on the freeway, Remember, we are in a country where they are smoking weed now. Hallelujah. Don't be irritated. Pray for them. What did I say? Pray for them. When they cut you off, you say, Father, bless that woman. Bless that man. Help them not to get into trouble today. That is better than for you to be angry. Ooh, if you make a mistake, you cause more trouble. Are you still here? You still like me? Praise the Lord. Oh, please, weed is not good for you. Even if doctor recommended it for you, say, no, not for you. Umba. Mm-hmm. No go. I have seen what that thing has done to people in Nigeria. And it's happening here now. Government have approved it. Nearly everybody they are going to. There are different names they give to those things. Wellness leave or wellness or something. You see people going there. That is not for you. Hallelujah. God healed how many? All diseases. Weed cannot heal you. Yeah, that is the truth. Weed, smoking of weed cannot heal you. It will even change your chemistry and open door for more evil spirits to come. Do you know that thing open door for more evil spirits to come and encourages you to go higher and deeper into other drugs? If the people in the power, they have sense, they will not approve that thing. Because I have seen many in the jail, they will tell me, say, when I touched that thing, that was the beginning of trouble. So God kind of love is not easily irritated. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. God kind of love in you is not self-seeking. It's not provoked nor easily sensitive. Okay, let me skip that. Verse 6. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth, when right and truth prevail. Verse 7. Love bears all things. How many things? Regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one. God kind of love is looking for the best in each one. If there's a brother or a sister, you see all that faults in the other area, if you can hold to one, use that one to be praying for that sister or that brother for a turnaround. Because God did not save us as righteous people who were righteous. No, who were not holy. He said, ye that were sometimes annihilated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now God has reconciled in the body of flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. That is Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 27. We were aliens before God. He has reconciled us to present us holy, to present us unblameable, unreprovable before him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We still have some few minutes. So, the best way to gain heaven and miss hell is to practice this First Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 12, verse 4 through 8. If you want to miss hell, thank you, Lord. Not long ago, some people were fasting and praying. He said, this sister, it's a serious sister. Why she was in the altar praying? She was cut to hair. She was asking herself in hair, why am I here? What am I doing here? A born-again Christian, when God brought her back, he asked the Lord. The Lord told her, he said, because of unforgiveness, Unforgiveness is deadly. You don't have right to be to hold grudge and say, I will never forget. I will never forgive. Forgive is for your own good. Amen. Forgive is for whose good? Yeah. Because if you don't forgive, it's like taking poison, pretending that it will affect the person. No, you are just deceiving yourself. Forgive is an individual race. If you make heaven, it's for yourself. If you miss heaven, it's for yourself. Don't miss heaven. Miss her. In Jesus' name. That's why we go to church, that we will hear the word of God and pursue Jesus. We'll hear the word of God and become like Jesus. We'll practice, we'll become like him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is good all the time. I've covered my notes, so I need to still lay emphasis on this. How many times has God said you should forgive somebody? How many times? 7 times, 70 times in 1 week? In a day. So you don't have chance to hold to that thing. No, let it go. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, what was he doing? Was praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. Please forgive. I'm saying it to myself, because there are some things that will come to me, make me mad. I don't know why I allow this brother to do this type of me. I served it. Oh, now I'm going to that one. Because the more I remember the name of this brother, I'm angry. So what do I need to do? I need to pray for that brother. Because last time we were talking, I saw a dark spot. When I told the sister, he said, brother, God is saying you should pray fervently for that brother. If I go into detail now, you will know the person. Let me tell you something. In the 1990, after a church service, I took some Sierra Leoneans. I was taking them back home. I said, when I get home, I'll watch football. Then I heard a sweet God say, go to so place. I'm going to watch football. I was not born and raised up in this country, but I became addicted to football. And the voice came again. I said, I'm going to watch football. Then I found myself going to that place. When I got there, it's like they took telephone and called me, come, there's trouble. When I got there, the sister was on the door with 2 hands on her head, crying. They said, the family, couple, they don't have papers to stay in this country. And the immediate senior was saying, what are you still waiting for? Call the police. That would have been their end that day. As I came, the sister was still calling. Then the husband of the sister said, Augustine is here. What is the word you use? But I don't have any training to counsel people, counseling. But I depend on the Spirit of God. Do you know that day God restored our marriage? What led to it? What led to that fight? God asked the sister to wake up. Go and check your husband. I saw the husband watching pornography material. Husbands, if you are doing that, you are here, you are hearing my voice. That is no go area. Hallelujah. That is not love. That will make you crazy. You've heard the story of a Ted Bundy. How many of you heard that story? Only those who have been here in this country for a long time. Ted Bundy was raised up in a Christian family. He saw that material one day, Playboy magazine. That thing turned his world upside down and became a killer. We rape women and kill them. When they trace that thing to his family, the parents did not believe that this will happen to their son. Were later executed. That is not our portion for our children in the name of Jesus Christ. No. No matter the association they are keeping, I will divorce them from false association. Because the Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. We divorce them from evil manners. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we demand, oh God, that their spirit becomes sensitive to your dealings. That they will say no to anything of darkness. No matter how prosperous it may look like. And they say no in the name of Jesus Christ. Concerning that family, do you know the most senior sister of that sister started having problems? Who did they call? Me. I'm not a professional. But God gave me wisdom to talk to the husband. I will not tell you what the husband was doing. But that is wrong. You cannot go outside your marriage and do something with your body. But thank God, they were ready to separate. But you know that marriage is still on today. Because they heard the testimony of the baby sister and they now called me. We are tight friends like this today. Why am I saying that? If you are talking to people, depend on the Holy Spirit. Don't take the judgment of what this person is saying only. Don't you hear one side and use it to judge. God will be against you. Hear from both sides and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And you'll be able to save people's life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to pray that is a Colossians, Ephesians chapter 3. Ask the Lord to pour that love upon you. That he help you to practice God's kind of. Even when you are ministering to people in the hospital, ministering to people in the taxi, ministering to people in the plane, ask God to give that passion and compassion to be able to minister to them. In the name of Jesus, bow down your head and pray. If you have any weakness in your body or some of the things I mentioned, you find yourself doing it, just bow down your head and repent and ask God to have mercy upon you and give you the power, the grace to this right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are hearing me on the internet, if you're not giving your life to Jesus, today is the day of salvation. God loves you. But God loves you and sent Jesus Christ to die for you. Receive him today. Your sins will be washed away. Made anew. You can pray this prayer after me. Those who are hearing me on the internet and the website, say, Heavenly Father, I've heard your word. Your word is the truth. I believe Jesus is your son. He came in the flesh. He died. He suffered in my place. Abba, Father, I call you Father because Jesus is my Savior. Today I become your son. Release me from the consequences of my past sins and empower me to live for you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to pray here now. Ephesians chapter 3. We'll pray one more time. Ephesians chapter 3. Nobody there. See, Father, help us to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth of your love, what is the length of your love, what is the depth of your love and height. Help us to comprehend, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Help us to know that love. Cement us with your kind of love. Help us to live for you. Beautify us and help us to shine with our beauty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be unto you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for today's service. Thank you for your word, for giving me the grace to stand before my brothers and sisters to share. I pray, O Lord, your word for cooking them, that your word transform them. Because you said, your word is my word not a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces? Lord, anything that is not of thee in your lives, let your word break it to pieces. And let your real life permeate through every aspect of your being. Because your word is spirit. Your word is life. Let it be life. Let it be spirit in their lives. Oh God. That when people see them, they will see Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.